And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
This week finally brought some progress in basic human rights for LGBT people in North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper issued a non-discrimination executive order that allows transgender North Carolinians to use public restrooms and facilities in state government buildings that match their gender identity. It also prohibits discrimination against LGBT people in state government and in companies doing business with the state. Cooper and Attorney General Josh Stein also negotiated a settlement of a federal lawsuit that came from the discriminatory law HB 2 and the law that only partially repealed it. The folks on the far right are beside themselves and absurdly warning allowing transgender people to have some dignity will somehow empower predators. But remember, these are folks who don't think transgender people even exist. The truth is, the executive order is welcome news, but not enough. It remains legal in North Carolina to fire someone or deny them services simply because they are gay or transgender. That must change too. Discrimination is wrong, period, and our laws must say so. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.